Samach Beis Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. The whole sugya is discussing the ability of people learning in yeshiva to leave their wives for prolonged periods of time. And the outstanding story is, of course, the story of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva raya the ben kalba sahua hava. Rabbi Akiva was the shepherd of a man called Kalba Savua, or Ben Kalba Savua here. The Gemara in Gittin calls him Kalba Savua. The Gemara in Gittin tells us that, this is what we read on Tisha B'Av, that he was one of the wealthiest people in Yerushalayim, and he, together with two other people, could have kept the city alive for 21 years against a Roman siege, but the zealots, the Jewish zealots, wanted to have a war with Rome. They destroyed everything. And Kalba Savua was a nickname because this literally means a full dog, a dog that is satiated, because anyone that came into his house was like a kelev that was full, and dogs are never full, you know. So the maisa was, he was a shepherd. The daughter saw, the daughter noticed that Rabbi Akiva was a tsanua and of good midos. So Omra lay. So she, he did not initiate contact. She initiated contact.
Well, exactly.
Huh?
Exactly.
Three lines from the bottom. Samach Beis Amid Beis. Three lines from the bottom. Omra lay. It's very unusual that she initiated contact. Imakashet lach. If I will agree to be your wife, to have kedushin, Azlis lebei rav. Will you go to a Beis Medrash to learn? Omar la in. He said yes. He married her privately because her father would have been very upset, as he was.
Sure, but don't you need Adam?
Well, about it, there was Adam, but he means he didn't make a Kabbal Shavuot, would have made a big chasna, and they didn't make a big chasna. Yeah. Vishadrase. And she sent him away. He went to learn, and according to some accounts, actually, there's a bit of a machlokas. Sometimes the account that's given is that Rabbi Akiva was an Amo Aretz Mamish. He didn't know how to read. He started off with the first graders and cheder. There are others that say a little different. Rabbi Akiva already, you know, knew basic things, but he was not yet a Talmud Chacham. So there's a question of how much of an Amo Aretz he was. But she went. Now, eventually, her father did hear that she got married. Shama Avua Afka Mi Beise. He kicked her out of the house. He disinherited her. Adra Hanami Nixi. He made a neder that she could not have Hana from all of his property. And that neder survives even death, theoretically. If I asser my nechazim, it becomes permanently asser. So she would never be able to get any benefit from her Yerusha and the like. Ozel Yosef Trey Sari Shonen Bebe Rav, right? So he went and he learned for 12 years in the Beis Medrash. His Rebbeim were, as we know, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Kiyasa, when he came back after 12 years. Now again, this is a different version. The version that is best known to us is actually a Gemara Nidorim that says he didn't have the students till 24 years. But here it says after 12 years already, he came back with Trey Sare Alfei Talmidei, with 12,000 students. This is a little special. Shamei Elohu Saba. He was about to go to his wife, and he overhears an old man that criticizes his wife. To Gomer Law, he says to Rachel, Ad kama kam midabres almonos chayim. How long are you going to live like a living widow? You're married to someone who's not here, never takes care of you, and you're living in poverty. And Omra Lay, she said to him, E ledidid sayas, if he would listen to me, Yosef Trey Sare Shani Acharina. And because of this, Rabbi Akiva went back. Now, the emes is, it's very shermaisa. Bishlama, if you learn, like the Gemara Nedarim, he came back all by himself. So Mamela, he overhears, and he goes back. If he comes back with 12,000 people, it's very, very unlikely that she would not be aware that he was there. This part of the maisa is a little difficult. But he overhears, and Rabbi Akiva says, Oh, Omar, Birshus Koavidna, I now have Rishus. Hadar Ozil Biyosev Trey Sore Shani Acharini Bebe Rav. Even though he already had 12,000 Talmidim, he went back for another 12 years. All the Mepharshim say, you know, the Svarim talk about why couldn't he say hello, why couldn't he have a cup of coffee. He just goes back, he doesn't even stop in. So there are two explanations Svarim give. Both of them are very, very good. Rav Aaron Kutler used to say that there's a certain critical mass of continuity that 1 times 24 is not the same as 2 times 12. If he would have interrupted, he would have lost a certain momentum. And even though the traveling itself was an interruption, but ad kidei kach, if he would have stayed there, it wouldn't have been the same. And therefore, like a Chazon Ish used to give a mashal, that when you boil water, let's say it takes 20 minutes to bring a pot of water to a boil. But every 19 minutes, you shut it off for 5 minutes. So 19, you're going to have like 100 minutes. 5 hours, nothing's going to happen. You need a critical mass of continuity. That's one pshat. There's another pshat that they say that is actually a very moving pshat. They say that Rabbi Akiva had to be cruel. If he would have allowed himself to have a cup of coffee with his wife, he would not have been able to go back. He would have seen her poverty, he would have seen her suffering. And since he knew this is what she wanted also, she wanted him to continue to grow in his Torah learning, he had to, as it were, shut himself off from the human emotion that would have overwhelmed him. This is how some Svarim learn. So he went back. What happened was, this is very nogeh, of course, Sfiras HaOmer, ki asa aizi b'hadei, so now he brought back Esrin v'arba alfei tzalmidim. Right, it's even bigger than Mir, right? This would be the larger than any yeshiva in the world. Shama Davisu. Now she hears that a rabbi came, that her husband came back with 24,000 talmidim. Havi Konofkali Apei, she went to greet him. Amru La Shivavise. And the neighbor said, she was, you know, she was dressed like a beggar. Sheili Mani Lavush Vichsoi. Go and borrow clothing that you can dress up and look presentable. Amar lahu. So she said upon herself, this is a pasuk in Mishlei. Yedeya tzaddik nefesh behemta. So she spoke about herself in a very lowly term. A tzaddik appreciates his beast of burden. A tzaddik appreciates even the animal that carries him. Let Rabbi Akiva see how much I suffered for him, and he will appreciate. Kimata legabe. When she reached him, Nafla Lapa, she fell on her face. Kamanashkale Lakari, she was kissing his feet. Havikam Mishpli Le Shame, so the Shamish, the attendant, was pushing her away like a crazy woman. Amar Lahu Shafkua, let her alone. Shali Vishalachem Shalahu, the famous statement, that all of my Torah and all of your Torah is only because of her. Now, she knew, obviously, this was her husband, but her father didn't know. So her father just heard of famous rabbis coming to town with 24,000 talmidim. So Shama Avua Diyasa Gavra Avalamasa. He hears that a chash of a person, a great man, has come to the city. He finally has regret that his daughter has been suffering for so many years. I don't know why it took 24 years for him to feel rachmanis. But Amar, Izo Lagabe, let me go to this chacham. Efsher de Mefar Nidrai. The halacha is that, well, the word is hafari here, but this is not referring, of course, to the hafara of a husband or a father. This is the hataras nidarim of going to a beis din, in which you show that if I would have known a certain thing, I never would have made the neder, and therefore the neder is a mistaken neder. And meikir adin, if you go to a yachid mumche, if you go to an individual who is an expert in the halachas of Nedarim, you don't need a base. Now, our minog is v'zman hazeh, even if you went to Rav Yashiv Zatzal or Rav Osner, I just heard was nifter of birthday in Emes. Also, over 100 of Baruch Hashem, the Gedolim
are somebody was killed in the stampede at his funeral, and I heard that.
Really? But our minog is, we are not somech on yochid mumche, that's why we go to a basin, but meikir adin, yochid mumche is good. So he wanted to go to Rabbi Akiva, maybe he'll find a way out of my neder. So Amar Lei, this is called a Pesach. Pesach is an opening. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Akiva asked him, Adaita de Gavra Rabba mi nadras. Would you have made the neder to Asa your property had you known that your son-in-law would become a great man? Meaning you made it because you thought he was not Maharas. Omar Lei, a great man. Afilu Perak Echad, Afilu Halacha Echad. If I would have had a son-in-law that knew how to read one halacha, one Perak of Mishnah, I wouldn't have made the neder. So Omar Lei, Sir Rabbi Akiva said, okay, you're okay. Anahu, I'm your guy, I'm your son-in-law. Nafal Alape, Vinoshke al Kaire. So he fell on his face and he also kissed his leg. the Yahiv lay Pauga Mimamaina, and immediately he gave 50% of a very huge estate. By the way, there is a bit of a chronological problem that, again, I'm not a bucky. This
is before the Chulban?
Yeah, historians would have to work out, because Kalva Savua, the Chayra, was only an usher until the Chulban. Because apparently when the Baryonim, the Zealots, destroyed everything, the Pashtus, he became destitute. And yet we know that Rabbi Akiva was a supporter of Bar Kokhba. Right? Rabbi Akiva thought Bar Kokhba was Shia. Now,
60 years later,
right? If you think about the dates, right? So you have a problem because the Korban was, let's say, the year 70, 68, 70. Bar Kokhba was like 130, 135. Right? So there is a bit of a problem in working out all of the ages. But Pashtus, this would seem to be before the Korban. Otherwise, Kalva Savua wouldn't be so wealthy. But he gave Kalva Savua, or Kalva Savua gave him 50% of the wealth. Now one thing. Now Taisus asks Gavaldik Kasha, a very very good Kasha, and it's a very big Musar Dik of Taisus. And that is, the halacha is, in order to matir a neder, you have to show that the neder was based on a mistake at the time the neder was made. In other words, for example, if I thought he was Nama Aretz and I made the neder and it turned out he was a Talmud Chacham, that's a Pesach. The neder is a Dati V'Hachi. But you cannot use a nolad as a Pesach. A nolad means something that happened later, because there was no mistake. At the time Kalva Savua made the neder, Rabbi Akiva was a Nama Aretz. Elamai, would you have made the neder if you would have known he would have become? But that's a nolad. You can't use future events. By the way, that's the same issue of Fayaguna, just to get a little ahead of my next talk. That is, halacha recognizes Kedushay Tais, that if a man deceived a woman, it's Kedushin B'Tais, you don't need a get. But halacha cannot say, if I would have known how bad the guy would become, I wouldn't have married him. And as you can't look at, if he would have been, because some people were using a swara, they use a swara. If she would have known that she'd have a guy that wouldn't give her a get, you know, she never would have agreed to marry him. But that's not a Tais, because that is a future event. So the issue with the Rachman based on everything else is whether you look at what happens later as evidence of an instability at the time. That's the controversy. Okay, we'll talk about that later. So Taisus's answer is a Gavaldika Musar answer. Taisus says, when do I say you can't use a Nailad? That's if it's a totally future event. But one who begins learning, as apparently Rabbi Akiva already committed himself to the Beis Medrash, because at the time he got married, at the time Kalva Savua made the neder. So it's an umdana, it's a certainty that he who commits himself to learn is going to be Masliach. And therefore, ad kedei kach, that we don't consider it a nailad, because Rabbi Akiva already made the commitment, and therefore that could be the basis.
Well, you know, he was in a Geva Delver, because he was the one who was involved.
You know, they're asking me generally.
How could he be a dayan to be?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's true, but the halacha is that for a Taurus Nadarim,
it can be even a Karov.
That's correct. Yeah, the only thing is a husband, even if he's a Yachid Mumra, cannot matter the neder of his wife or his own neder, because Ishto Kegufay. But you can use your son, even for a basement. If I made a neder, if I trust the Dharma Erev Rechazana, I can use my three boys, my own children. So there is no psula craven for Hataras, Taurus Nadorim.
Or Nogay Vadova, because he is also Nogay Vadova.
For Nogay Vadova, right. Now, the Gemara then says the following. The Gemara then says, Bartage Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had a daughter from Rachel, Avdulayla ben Asai Hachi. She followed her mother's pathway, and Ben Asai was actually, initially at least, the son-in-law of Rabbi Akiva, and she also gave him either 12 years or 24 years. Behainu Diamri Inchi, and this illustrates a popular saying, Rechila Basar Rechila Azla. Again, this is a bit of a pun, because Rabbi Akiva's wife's name was Rachel, but Rachel also means a shepsela, a little sheep. That lamb, a lamb follows a lamb, mother like daughter. Ki uvde ima, like the actions of the mother, kach uvde barta. Although the chayra Taisus brings, again a Yushalmi, that maybe it's not exactly the same, because we have a kasha. The Gemara Yuvama says that Benazai didn't get married. Benazai said, there's a mitzvah of pruer vu, but he said, ma esa, how can I get married? Nafshi chashka b'torah. I want to learn Torah so much, how can I get married? We used to call older bachelors in yeshiva members of the Benazai club. Ma esa, nafshi chashka b'torah. So Taisus brings a Yerushalmi that says Benazai was married and he got divorced. He got divorced. So he actually was Rabbi Akiva's son, and he got divorced. So it could be, I don't have a raya, but it could very well be that in that sense, she could not bear everything that Rachel, that initially she made some commitment, but it was too difficult. And one can understand this because she saw her mother suffering. It could be very logical that she couldn't be Seigel. Okay. Yeah. Then the Gemara gives a much later Maisa. Rav Yosef Rei de Rava, Shadre Avua Lebei Rav, Lekamei de Rav Yosef. So the father sent Rav Yosef to the Beis Medrash to learn in front of Rav Yosef. Paskulei Shis Shani. And the agreement was that he would learn for 6 years there. This is away from home. He have a Tlas Shani. After 3 years, Mata Maila Yaimut Kippurik was Erev Yom Kippur after 3 years. Apparently, like we saw yesterday, actually, even though Yom Kippur is also Ritashma Shemitah, but people would often choose to come home B'dafka to ask Mechila or whatever on Yom Kippur. So Amar, the son said, Izo V'yachzinu Liinshi Beisi, I want to see my family after 3 years. Shama Avua, his father heard that he's kind of cutting the time short to come home. Shakal mana v'nafak liyape. He took a kli. What, he took a weapon? What does Rashi say over here?
Weapon.
He took a weapon. He says, "You're not coming home. You're going back to yeshiva." He took a weapon, a sword, and he said he went out to greet him. Amar le zunascha niskeres. Niskarti. Yeah. 1 second.
To Gishis.
Yeah, Rashi has 2 gears, so we'll say my son puts the Rashi here. Yeah, so it either, so some say it's a lashon of zanus, meaning to say you have a taiva that to be with your wife. I can see your zanus, that the fact that you're being mavatel your taiva to do this. And some are gairis on the Masoret Hashas, zu gascha, meaning your wife is taken care of. You don't have to worry about her. And ikazi amri, amar la yainascha niskeres, meaning your precious dove is taken care of. You don't have to worry about it. And what happened was, itrid, they got into a fight, and nobody ate the sudim of sekes. Lomar ifsik. Now, it doesn't give us the ending. Obviously, he couldn't probably go back to yeshiva then. It was too late, but there was such a fight that they entered the tainus in that particular state. Okay. Again, this brings up the idea of continuity, meaning to say you try not to break up the critical mass. Okay, so now the next sugya is also very, very important, halachic sugya of a meredes. A meredes literally means a rebellious wife. The Gemara will have 2 lashonos. Are we talking about a wife who refuses to have tashmish with her husband? Or are we talking about a wife that refuses to do the malachos that a woman is supposed to do? We'll see machlekes in the Gemara, but meredes al baila, if a woman has the status of meredes, so paichsin la miksuvasa Shiva Dinrin B'Shabbos. So the punishment, so to speak, is that her kesuva is deducted at a rate of 7 dinarim per week. Now, what that basically means is, if the husband wants to divorce her right away, he could do so. Remember, before Chaim Rabbeinu Gersh, the husband could always divorce her, but it would be to his economic benefit, so to speak. He could keep her married till her kesuva is down to zero. And then he divorces her without a ksuba. If he divorces her early, then you have the deduction of 7 dinarim per week. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Shiva Tarfeikin, which is a smaller coin, tomorrow we'll explain it. Now, Ad Masai Hu Poches, how much can he go? Meaning, can it turn into a liability? So the Tanakhama says, Ad Kineged Ksuvasa. Meaning, once the ksuva is down, by the way, when you say ksuva, you understand, we don't only mean the mana or masayim, we include the Tosefes ksuva, and we also include his obligation to pay her for the dowry that she brought in, which is nichzei tzon barzel. Nichzei tzon barzel means a woman brings in property, the husband assesses that property at a fixed value, and upon his death or his divorcing her, she is entitled to get compensation for those nechazim. All of that is nichlal in the pachas, meaning he deducts, until all of that is exhausted. When his obligation is down to zero, he then has the right to divorce her, even against her will. That is what the Tanakhama says. Rav Yaisi, on the other hand, Aymer, Li'aylam hu poches v'holech, he could turn it into a negative a liability on her part. Adshim tibayla yerusha mimakam acher gaiva imena. In other words, he could write it down that, you know, he says to his wife, you owe me $10,000, whatever it is. Now, you may not have the money, because I said you have no ksuba. But even if your father then dies, and you get a Yerusha, even after he divorces her, in other words, because whatever the negative liability was at the time of the get is a liability she owes. It's a chov, and he could be gaiva from that Yerusha. So that's a machlokas. In other words, is the pachas simply reducing ksuba, or does it turn into a liability? Now, the same principle we have if a woman is a meredes, we have the same principle by moreid alishtai, if a man refuses to either cohabit or give mizonos, we'll see again. So moisifin al ksubasa shaloshid. Now it's interesting. It's less than half. Here we add to his ksuba, but not at the rate of seven, but at the rate of three dinarim b'shabbes. And Rav Yehuda Eimer shaloshah tarpeikin. Now here, though, the husband does have a way out, because the concept is this: the incentive that we're putting on the husband is he will either divorce her as soon as possible because he doesn't want his ksuba to increase, or alternatively he'll start giving her mizonos and the like. So the husband does have the ability to cut his liability, but only by giving her a get or by doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Now, is this three per week anything related to what the mizonos is? I mean, is it much more, much less than the mizonos?
No, it's not related to the mizonos. And in point of fact, he's going to have to give her back mizonos. In other words, that's a separate thing. Meaning to say, in addition to the kenas,
he has to give her
of three, he will have to give her mizonos. And that means that if she had to borrow money, if she borrowed money to stay alive for that period, he is mechuyev to pay off that debt. So it's a very good point you're making, that there's a lot more money that may be involved here besides the knas of adding to the ksuba. Yeah, this has nothing to do with mizonos, because the proof is she's not going to collect this until she gets divorced. This is not something she collects while she's married. Okay, so the Mishnah introduces the concept of meired and meiredes and the various sanctions that we put in. So the question is, we start with meiredes first. Meiredes remind. What is she rebelling? What is she refusing to do? Machloikes, Rav Huna Amar mitashmish amita. She refuses to have tashmish. Now again, let me just remind people of the halacha. Aliba diemes, if she refuses, the husband is not allowed to have tashmish with her. It is actually absolutely usher. But nevertheless, because she's in violation of a marital responsibility, her kesuba gets diminished. But Chas v'Shalom, he's not allowed to physically force her to have tashmish. Rav Yaisi Rabbi Chanina Amar Mimlacha, that Meiredes includes a woman that does not do the Molochas that she's Mechuyevus to do. So now we ask the Kasha Tanan, after the Mishnah says Meiredes, the Mishnah says V'chein HaMoreid Alishtei, right? It gives us Meiredes as well. So it's Mashmish, the same thing. So Bishlam Alamandi Amar Mitashmish, if Meiredes is Mitashmish, so L'chayai. Chayai means it'll go in the same direction for the man, right? The woman is my redes, or the man is my red. Ella, leman di amar mimlacha. If the question is my red mimlacha, specific household duties, so a woman, the Mishnah enumerated, has duties to do in the house. The husband does not have duties to do in the house. He does not have to, again, Musar and Halacha diverge here. He does not have to take out the garbage. Now, should he take out the garbage? For Shteitzach he should. But she cannot call him a Mayrei because he refuses to do domestic jobs. Mimashubidla. So the Gemara's answer is in. Meaning like this. Malacha in the case of a man, both of them are Malacha. But what Malacha means in the case of a man is not the same as what Malacha means in the case of a woman. In the case of a woman, it refers to the household responsibilities. In the case of the man, it means mizonos, the obligation to work in order to support his wife. B'aymer, a moreid, according to this, would be, eini zon v'eini mefarnes. that if a man basically says, I am not economically supported, and one has to remember that this whole idea of kailel and women working, etc., is only because that's what the woman wants to do. But mi'ikir adin, there is a chiyuv of the ksuva, and many say it's doraisa in Zonos, that the husband has an obligation to support his wife. That's an obligation of the ksuva. So in mele, the man is a mirate. But frek de gemara, what do you mean the man is a mirate? That implies that the only sanction is that we increase his ksuva. But she does not have the right to demand to get. But that's not true. Amar Rav, Rav said, Ha'aymer eini zon v'eini mefarnes, a man that refuses to support his wife, yaitzi, v'yitzen ksuva, he is obligated to divorce her immediately and pay her ksuva. So the kasha is, the Mishnah's mashma, that the only pressure we put on the husband is we increase the ksuva, but if it's eini zon v'eini mefarnes, we force him to give a get. Right? So the Gemara says, that's not a contradiction. Because lav liamluchi beboy, don't we have to convince him? Meaning like this, he's mechuyev to give a get, but we can't give the get for him. So memela, we have to negotiate with him. So the way we force him to give a get is by increasing his ksuva. So it's not a contradiction. The increasing the ksuva is gufa, the mechanism by which we force him to give the get. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. Mesa, there is a brisa that says that when we talk about a meredes, it says, achas li arusa unesua, it makes no difference if the wife is an arusa or a nesua, afilu nida, afilu chayla, whether she's a nida. Now, this is going on meredes. In other words, all of these women can be a meredes. An arusa can be a meredes. A nesua can be a meredes, a nida can be a meredes, and even a sick woman, we'll see exactly what it means, can be a meredes, and even a shemeres yavam. The woman's not even your wife, she's just the yavama of your brother. She can fall into the category of meredes. Again, to remind you, if you did daf yomi and yavamis, you did this, and also it was early in the ksuvas as well. A shemeres yavam, when there's eventually is yibam, she does get her ksuva. But the ksuva will be against the property that the yavam inherited from the brother. So it's ksuva al nichsei bala harishayim. If the brother left no property, then she'll have a direct ksuva claim against the yavam. But if she's a meredes, she can lose it. Now the Gemara asks the kasha like this. Okay, we'll skip the parentheses. Bishlam, let's see how we cover this. 1 second. Yeah, we're not covered. Okay. Bishlama lamandi amar mitashmish. If my redes is mitashmish, hainu. So we understand all the cases because we understand that an arusa. Now, although there's no tashmish yet, but if the arusa, as Rashi says, if the arusa says, "I'm not going through with nesuin," that's tantamount to a meredes mitashmish. And the same thing is true with a nida. Even though Anida is usher b'tashmish, but if the woman says, I'm not going to the mikveh this month, that could have the din of a meredes. So that covers everything. In other words, it covers arusa, nesua, nida, chayla, shomeres yava.
Just by saying, even though that time didn't come yet?
Yeah, apparently, yeah, just by saying it, because the Gemara said it's fine. In fact, that's where the parentheses actually helps you here. It's interesting that Marshall takes it out. And that is, according to the parentheses, the Gemara did ask the kasha, Anida is not a bas tashmish, and it answered, there's something called pas basale, the fact that the husband knows she'll be available takes away some of his star. When she says, even when she's Anida, she's going to refuse, right? So that, for some reason, the Marshall takes it out. But if it's mitashmish, therefore, that even includes chayla, even if right now she's not physically able to have tashmish, but she takes away the pas basale. The parenthesis ends with ika diyami. So from Bishlama to Ika the Yama. In other words,
you have it.
They
don't have it in.
Okay.
The,
okay.
Have the clothes in the parentheses.
In the translation, but if you look in the Gemara
itself,
okay. Gemara itself.
Okay. Yeah. Ella leman diyar b'mlacha. But if it's meredes b'mlacha, so if the woman is sick, she's physically not able. how can she be penalized? Now, apparently, it's interesting. When it comes to Tashmish, her statement that I'm not going to do it even when I'm able, that is considered to be psychologically assaultive. But if a woman simply says, I'm not going to do the vacuuming, and she's lamaisa sick, I don't look at the etzem statement as a merida, so why would she be a meredis? So now the Gemara reformulates the machlokas, and it says the following. Ela mitashmish kuli alma lei poligi davi meredis. And this makes a lot of sense. Everybody's merida. If a woman is meredis mitashmish, that's meredis, and the brisa is referring to that type of meredis, the meredis mitashmish. The machlokas is, are you also a mereda, or is she also a meredis mimlocha? Keep ligi mimlocha. Mar sabr mimlocha lo havya meredis. That's not significant enough. Umar sabr mimlocha nami havya meredis. Okay, so that's why we talk to Paskin that meredis is only mitashmish, not mimlocha. Okay. Now, Gufa. Going back to the Mishnah. Ha meredis al baila. Pochsin la miksuvasa shiva dinrim b'shabes, Rav Yehuda Omer, shiva tarpeikim. But then there's a brisa that adds another opinion that we don't follow this procedure. Rabbi Seinu chazru v'nimnim. Sheyiyu, there's another procedure. Instead of gradual, right, the Tanakama's position was, and Rav Yehuda's position as well, is that a meredis is penalized by gradual reduction of her ksuba, which would mean, in other words, this kind of, economically at least, forces the husband to stick with her until the ksuba is down to zero. But here's a different procedure. Sheyu machrizin aleha arba shabbasais zu achar zu. We make a public announcement, a public warning that this woman is a rebellious wife who is not faithful to her marital obligations. Now there's a question for Shabbosis. Does that mean the announcement is made on Shabbos in Beis Knesset? Or does it mean like every day there's some announcement that's made? In other words, is it 4 weeks or 4 Shabbos? So Machlek is how to learn it, but you make these announcements for this period of time. The Sheolchin La Beistin, and the Beistin sends her a final message after the announcements. Havi Yaidas, you should know. Sheafiluk Suvaseich Me'amana. Even if your kesuba, together with the Taisefes and together with the Nichsei Sein Barzel, is 100 mana, right? A mana is 100 zuz. Is 100 mana, hifsat, you will lose it. And this is that lashon that we had before: achas li arusa unesua, afilu nida, afilu chayla, afilu shemeres yavam. So the nafgamina between the Rabbi Seinu and our Mishnah is, instead of stretching it out with a gradual diminution, she is given 1 month, or 28 days, you know, 4 weeks, to do tshuva. If she doesn't, her kesuva is down to zero, and at that point he divorces her, right? So the nafkamina is this expedited the procedure and put greater pressure on her to comply. Okay, and now the Gemara asks, now it's interesting, here, okay, it's a madnazach, what the marshal took out on Amud Aleph, we put back in a numbered base. And that is, Omar le Rav Chiya bar Yosef l'shmua. How can you penalize a Nida who says, I don't want to have Tashmish? Nida, bas Tashmish. See, Bishlama in Arusa, she's Maredes mi Tashmish when she says, I'm not going to go through Nisuin. And the same thing by Shemeres Yavam. I refuse to go through Yibam. Although one has to be Mayan here. One has to be Mayan that. Why would a Shemeres Yavam, the Gemara doesn't ask it. I mean, if the Yavama says, I don't want to have Yibam, the din is, she's entitled to Chalitza. And when she gets Chalitza, she gets a Ksuva. I'll nichsei by La Harisha.
Is that the man's choice to do?
The Chumash says it's the man's choice, but the Gemara Darshan's, because of the Smuchin, to Laisachsaim Shor Bedisha, you don't muzzle the shore. So it says, if the Yavama falls, lifnei mukesh shechin, ein chaismin isa. So there is taka machlekes. There is taka machlekes. Some Rishonim learn that the only time she has the right to say, I want chalitza, is if she falls in front of a mukesh shechin. Something repulsive, something else. But if she stamazay says, I don't want, he does have the right. Now, that would fit the Gemara very well, and that's why she would be a meredith. But lahalacha we paskin not that way. Lahalacha we paskin.
So that would be a case where you can be boel or against the will.
That's correct. That is correct. And yibam might be different because yibam is a mitzvah. So that fits. That would fit the Gemara. But if you learn the way we paskin, that you can't force her to have yibam, then it's very schwer. I mean, the Gemara doesn't even ask that question. The Gemara asks nida. I'm asking shemeres yavam. Right? Why don't you have that problem? But it does say over here that a shemeres yavam can become a moredes mitashmich. But the Gemara's kasha is what about nida? So amar le. So the answer of nida is eino daima mishi yeshlo pas besalo l'misha ein lo pas besalo. Right? This is a famous saying that a person that has bread in his basket is less hungry, because I know that as long as I have the bread to eat, it's there for me. So Mamela, even if a woman's a nida, if she hasn't declared she no longer wants to have relations, he has the psychic comfort of knowing that she will be available. Masha'in came when she says no, never. At that point, he's deprived with pas basale. Okay. And now we go weiter. Now this is a matz explaining Rabbi Seinu, right? The takana of the Rabbi Seinu. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Ein machrisin alaha, ela bebate knesiais ubebate midrashis. That it doesn't mean you make public announcements in the streets, but you make the announcements in the shoals. As the one says, Amar Rava, dekanami, diktani arba shabbasos zu achar zu. So Rava is clearly learning that Shabbos does not mean week, but it means on Shabbos. And that's the diuk. L'chaira, announcing it in the shuk wouldn't make sense. There's no shuk on Shabbos. And therefore the diuk is that the hachrazah is made to batik nis. Now the emesis, this is a minute we don't, maybe they do it in some places, but throughout the medieval period in Europe and even later, people would use the base Knesset for all sorts of public grievances. Often agunas would do it themselves. They would interrupt Kriyas HaTorah. They would go, maybe you've heard different stories, and they would say they have a taina, whatever taina they have. Sometimes it would even be mammonistic a taina. Somebody owes me money and I demand that justice be done. So the precedent for kind of interrupting a davening in base Knesset, although it doesn't say beferish, they interrupt the davening, but the precedent would be the Havana of this Gemara, that we would make such a hachrada that the woman is a meredes in the base HaKnesses, or the base Medrash, on Shabbos. Now, Omar Rami Bar Chama, Pa'amim Shelchin La Mi Beistin, Achas Kaidem Hachraza, Pa'amayim Shelchin La Mi Beistin. Remember that there are two things here. There's the hachrada that she is a meredes, and then there is the message that Beistin sends her privately, that's not a public announcement, that if you don't change, you're going to lose your ksuba. So, pa'amayim shelchin la mi beistin. The emes is, she gets the message twice. Achas kaidem hachraza. So maybe that means eight times, because we have four hachrazas. So maybe before and after every hachraza, she is sent a private message. We send it before, because in case she'll do tshuva, we don't want to embarrass her. We send it to her afterwards as kind of a warning for the next time. And Dorish, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista, Halacha ke Rabbi Seinu. We paskin like the Rabbi Seinu, which means we do not paskin like our Mishnah. Our procedure is like Rabbi Seinu. But Omar Rava, but Rava says, in spite of what Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista said, Hai Borcha. This is a mistake. This is a choice. We do not paskin like this procedure. Yeah, if you look in the Maseres HaShas, he just brings from Rashi that borcha is a lashon bor, meaning of ignorance. Right, summer garis is a different type, buchra. Okay, but this is borcha. And Omar Le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, what's wrong with it? My borchase, what is so foolish? Ano amrita nehali. I said this, Mishmei de Gavra Rabba, it was said to me in the name of a great man, Umani, Rav Yaisi, Rabbi Chanina. So why do you say it's Amaratsis? I heard it from another Mgada. But the Gemara says, the Iyu Kaman Savar, but Rava, who says that it's not right, who does Rava follow? Ki ha di yitzmar, as Rava himself said, Rava Amar Rav Sheshes, halacha nimlachin ba. So what is nimlachin ba? Mashin eskita umachziren alah shetachzer ba mitoch tach pochsin miksuvasa shivadin rin b'shavs. Okay, this is a lot of extra words that you're putting into the word nimlachin. Nimlachin ba means we try to convince her. So that lashon, Rashi says, is equivalent to the Mishnah. Instead of 1 month with total forfeiture, we handle with her, we negotiate with her, and that is equivalent to the procedure in the Mishnah, although I don't really see how you see it in the words that much, of the Shiva Dinarim, that's called Nimlachin Ba. However, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes, he says, so we have two Lashonos of Rav Sheshes. We have Rabba B'Shem Rav Sheshes that says Nimlachin Ba, and we have Rav Huna B'Shem, Bar Yehuda B'Shem Rav Sheshes says Ein Nimlachin Ba. Now, Ein Nimlachin Ba simply means Rabba Seinu. That's how Rashi identifies the terms. Nimlachin Ba is the gradual reduction. Ein Nimlachin Ba is she's given 1 month and then she forfeits everything. Now, Heichi Dami Amiredes. Now we already defined a meredes as mitashmish or malacha, but what is the attitude that she brings? What makes her a meredes? So we say, Amar Ameimar, Diomra Bo'in Alei Umitzaran Alei. This basically means she is acting out of spite. Meaning to say, I like the guy, or I want to be in this marriage, but I want to hurt him. I want to take revenge, or whatever it is. That's out of spite. Avo, Amra Moyes Alai. This is very important. If a woman says, I cannot stand being married to the guy, I hate the guy, I don't want to be with the guy anymore. So in such a case, she does not have a din of Meredes. And Lo Kaifinan La. Now Lo Kaifinan La literally means we don't force her to try to stay in the marriage by reducing her kesuva. Now the question is, what does happen? So the Rambam learns this way. The Rambam learns that we don't force her or penalize her by deducting the ksuva, but we force him to give her a get at a full ksuva. Now those are the words the Rambam puts in. Which means, according to the Rambam, any woman that goes to Beis Din, she doesn't have to give a reason. If she says, I do not want to be with this man anymore, we force the man to give her a get. We do not apply the din of meredes, and she gets a full ksuva. Now,
would the other way also start making the ksuva higher, or we don't do it?
That we don't do. But the Rabbeinu Tam, the famous Rabbeinu Tam is chaylik lam. Rabbeinu Tam says we would never force a man to give a get just because the woman says ma'as alai, because shema eina nasna biacher. So the most we can do is we convince the man to give the get, but we don't, in other words, that's why the Gemara only says the negative. We don't force her by deducting the ksuva, but neither do we force him, and therefore we give the person. Now this is what, actually we're going to talk about this, a typical Beis Din does today, whether it's for good or for bad. A typical Beis Din, the woman says, I don't want to be married. The Beis Din is not going to order the man to give the get. But it may be miyayet and all sorts of lashonos recommended, do it if shalom bayis doesn't work. But I do know that, and the reason is that hagam that the Rambam says she's entitled to a get, but Rabbeinu Tam says not, and both the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, which is very unusual, because 95% of the pesukim of the Shulchan Aruch l'chol ha'papas are based on the Rambam. Remember the Beis Yosef writes that he was Machriya 2 out of 3, but the two out of three almost always hold the same way. It's the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. The Rambam himself is based on the Rif, so the overwhelming majority of the Piskei HaRambam are the same as the Rif. So Rav Yosef Cairo stacked the deck. So it's extremely rare that he rejects the Rambam, and that the Bechaber rejects the Rambam and the Rif in favor of Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rama, of course, Ashkenazim, often followed the Balei HaTosfos. So because of this, we learn that Lo Kaifinan La means she's not penalized by losing her ksuba, but she doesn't have the entitlement to a get. On the other hand, Marzutra is cholek, Marzutra amar kaifinin la, and avi uvza viachbe Marzutra, that Marzutra did force her to reconsider. He was a dayan by reducing her ksuva. And indeed, as a result of that forced reconciliation, good things happened. Nafik minei Rabbi Chanina misura. But the Gemara says, and therefore the Gemara seems to indicate, maybe it's good to force a woman to get back to a guy she despises. But the Gemara says, Lahi, do not look at this as a precedent. Hasam siyata dishmaya have. That was a special instance of siyata dishmaya. Does Rashi say? Rashi has to say, clear what this was. But the point the Gemara is making is, do not use this as a precedent. You do not force a woman to stay married to a man that she finds repulsive. I know that, you know, Rabbi Riskin wrote a book years ago about Hakanas Agunas, and I think it was his doctoral dissertation at NYU. And although at the end he came up with a prenuptial agreement, but the bulk of the book was urging that the Batei Din go back to the Rambam and simply pass from at the Rambam, which unfortunately is an extremely difficult thing to do when you have 500 years and the Mechaber and the Ramah and all the Nosei Kalim not passing like the Rambam. He wanted to go back to the Rambam. That was essentially his thesis. But Lamaisa, it's going to be difficult. Okay, we'll stop here.